31 Sports.
Across 2 weeks of action,
the University of Nottingham versus Nottingham Trent in the 13th year of the Nottingham Varsity Series.
And the battle lines are drawn.
Can Azra save? He can!
What is it? Fantastic!
Hubbard puts up a three-point shot and he nails it.
We have officially won the American Football Varsity for the first time.
The University of Nottingham have won Varsity Futsal and they have won Varsity 2016.
All 33,000 students at the University of Nottingham, they know what this means.
Can the green and gold retain the series for a sixth year in a row?
From the 25th to the 30th of March and the 7th to the 14th of May, follow all the action right here on University Radio Nottingham.
This is Varsity 2017.
This is URN.
Good evening and welcome to this, the Monday night edition of From the Gantry. I am Jeremy Dunn, I will be your host the next hour, and I am joined in the studio by Amar, Jack and Dom as we will be bringing you through the events over the last couple of days for Varsity as we start off the second half of this, the 2017 series. We will be covering later on in the show the netball and the water polo, but to start off we will be covering tonight's event, which was the hockey, and that was, there were two games obviously for that, the men's and the women's. And Jack and Dom, you two were both down there at Highfields watching the match. You both saw it, and well, give us your feedback. From what we hear, it was it's 2 points in the bag for the green and gold.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. I mean, the women's game never looked in doubt, really.
It was a very one-sided affair, I think.
Yeah, the Nottingham University women's team are, of course, a division above Nottingham Trent in the Bucks leagues. Although they did finish fifth this year, they made it to the quarterfinals in the Bucks Championship, but unfortunately were knocked out by Birmingham, who one in their group. But yeah, I mean, the game tonight was absolutely sensational to watch. I mean, Nottingham University women's team thoroughly controlled it. Whenever they gave away possession,
they won it straight back. They never let Trent have a look in. I mean, there was a good period of 20 minutes in the second half where Trent didn't get out their own half.
It's like I was saying to you as well when we were down there, it's almost as if they had magnets in the hockey stick and in the ball as well, because every time they lost it, whenever a Trent player would try and play out from the back and make a long pass, it always seemed to find one of the Nottingham women's sticks.
There were three or four Notts women around that ball making sure they won it back.
And yeah, the first goal was sensational, and yeah, you know, to win it 2-0 in such a fashion as well was absolutely fantastic. The crowd was on tip-top form as well. They were all there with their trumpets and making a lot of noise.
Annoying the commentator.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it was a fantastic performance from the women there. And yeah, I mean, for someone who hasn't really kept up to date with hockey or knows a lot about hockey, to go down there and watch it was absolutely fantastic, really. I mean, like I say, they controlled it from start to finish. Nottingham Trent women's didn't really look in control at any point. I don't think they had any notable shots at the University of Nottingham goal.
They didn't. I did rate the Trent number five, Blongo. She was quite nifty on the ball. She can make a lot happen. She was probably their only real threat going forward. Otherwise, I think they were rather toothless in attack, but that's not to the discredit of Nottingham, who were sublime in pressing and winning back the ball.
So it sounds then very much in a way that, do you think then that obviously the green gold players looking at it, they sort of set up entirely to deal with Trent? Obviously it's been a bit of a while since the end of the hockey season, so both teams will have had time now to adjust and prepare for this game, but by the sounds of it, guys, the green and gold really set themselves up quite effectively for this one, whilst Trent, from what you're saying, sort of went into it with more of a general strategy of, like, if this was a regular match of a standard Bucks game.
Yeah, I mean, by no means did Nottingham University set themselves up to, you know, just score one and sit back. You know, they bossed possession whenever, like I said earlier, whenever they gave away possession, there were two or three players around the Nottingham Trent player who was in possession trying to bully them into giving the ball back or making a mistake. And, you know, 9 out of 10 times that worked. Trent did have a couple of good opportunities to counter-attack. But like I say, you know, every time they tried to play an innovative ball forward, it just fell to the stick of a University of Nottingham player, and it was absolutely fantastic to watch. And yeah, I mean, I really think that, you know, the girl showed a lot of character and a lot of very, very good stubbornness and good organisation at the back as well. You know, they didn't panic when they had possession at the back. They passed it calmly around the back and waited and tried to draw the Trent players out. And yeah, they reaped their rewards, a 2-0 fantastic win from the women, taking the score to 8-4, of course.
I do think you have a point there, Jeremy, about Nottingham being set up tactically for Trent, because in the first 20-25 minutes, Trent hadn't, they had not a single look in. They weren't creating chances and they were barely getting out of their own half. But I caught a double substitution being made, which appeared to be more tactical than like for like, and that's where their best spell of possession and creativity came from, where they nearly scored straight afterwards.
Would you say in the first 20 minutes then that we caught Trent off guard with the way we pressed?
It was cagey. I'm not sure we caught them off guard. The pressing came later on in the game, I think.
Well, then full credit must go then to our women's for their 2-0 win. And if things were bad for Trent at that point of the score, it then got even worse in the men's game, because obviously the green and gold men's then also walked away with the point. And this one, though, was a bit closer from what you guys were saying before out in the studio. So do you want to talk us through that? Because it finished 2-1, if I'm correct.
Well, I mean, from the off, you wouldn't think it should be that close a game, since, I mean, Nottingham have beat Trent 3 times this season.
Yep.
But there was a good point made by someone I was talking to on the sidelines that Trent have 4 England international players who haven't been allowed to play for them the entirety of the year, so they're getting their 4 best players back, essentially, so which probably made it a lot more even than they would have had normally.
Yeah, and I mean, to be honest, you know, you mentioned the international players for Trent. You know, the University of Nottingham have got a couple of good international players as well in their ranks. You know, most notably Mo Gandhi. He plays for Team USA. He's an international American athlete, and he's been playing for them for the last couple of years now. And yeah, he looked very good in today's game. You know, he traditionally plays in the centre of the pitch. He was starting out today playing at the back. You know, I think that that was definitely a good tactical decision from the University of Nottingham coach, because you could see that, you know, he was aware of how threatening the Trent players could be. Although, you know, Nottingham University finished top of their group, as you rightly pointed out, in the Bucks leagues this year, and they only came runners up in the Bucks Championship to Loughborough. So, you know, they had a very, very good year, and Trent University finished 5th in the same league as the University of Nottingham. But yeah, I mean, both sides. Yeah, Mo Gandhi, going back to him as well, he was very, very organised at the back. He was marshalling his troops well. The goalkeeper for University of Nottingham as well, Jack Tranter, made a good couple of saves from the short corners that were given against University of Nottingham. And yeah, I mean, it was a very, very cagey affair, as I say, with the same with the women's. You know, going into such a high profile game, you obviously don't want to go behind first, and again, unfortunately, Nottingham Trent did go behind first, and then after that goal, University of Nottingham really just kicked into the second gear. You know, they really upped it a bit, and they managed to get, you know, another, a second goal 5 minutes or so later. And both of their goals came from short corners as well. So
they clearly been working on their short corners.
You could see that they were working on it. I mean, the second goal, I was talking to you outside, Jeremy. I'm not sure what quite happened, because I was down at the other end. I think
there was some controversy surrounding it. I thought originally it was whether the ball crossed the line or not, but I thought it was quite clearly at the line, so I don't think it was that.
I thought, from where I was stood, I thought it looked as if maybe the ball might have went over and then tipped back across the line, so it was given out. Or maybe the one of the Trent defenders on the line, like, he on purposely blocked it with his foot or some other part of his body, because I think from that resulting goal, one of the players was given a green card, which meant that they had to go off for about 5 minutes
or so.
Yeah,
for descent, yeah.
So I can't imagine.
That's another thing to mention about that game. There are a lot of cards flying around.
Oh yeah, it was a very, very, as you can imagine,
proper derby.
Very, very
proper
rough
derby
game.
I think the ref set out to make it so it wasn't all argy bargy.
Yeah.
But then if it's a varsity game between Nottingham,
and
it's going
sport
to be, it's a contact sport.
The referees were having absolutely none of it.
Both sides were very unhappy with the referee.
The Trent goalkeeper went down, suffered from a bit of an injury. And the University of Nottingham player, who was one-on-one with him, he had the whistle blown against him, and he sort of was disappointed with himself, and he just turned his back to the keeper as he was coming charging out, and he didn't see him, and he obviously swung his hockey stick in frustration and accidentally hit the Trent University goalkeeper on just, I think it was just inside of his thigh, and all of the Trent players coming surrounding the University of Nottingham player as if he'd done it on purpose, and I don't think it was. He did get a green card, so he had to go off for a bit, but again, it was very, very, I don't think there was any malicious intent there. Nottingham Trent, however, in the start of the second half, they had their tails up, really.
They were
looking in the ascendancy. They got their goal back, and you know, for the first 10-15 minutes of that second half, they were looking very much on top. It looked as if, you know, they you can imagine what their coach would have said to them at halftime. You know, we're 2-0 down. We need to go out there and get an early goal. They did that. And for much of the early part of the second half, they were very much in control. And it wasn't until maybe about 10 minutes ago that University of Nottingham suddenly realised, oh, wait a minute, we've only got one goal advantage over them. We need to try and pick ourselves up. Coming into about the last 5 minutes or so, Nottingham Trent made a bit of a risky choice. The goalkeeper was obviously suffering from an injury, so they decided to substitute their goalkeeper
for an outfield player.
For
a healthy win, yeah.
They knew that they had to go all guns blazing, try and get the win. They didn't have a substitute goalkeeper. So yeah, that was a bit. During the last 2 or 3 minutes, the University of Nottingham could have quite easily scored a couple more goals, but you know they still dug in deep. 2-1 win is by no means it's by no means like an easy feat against a Trent side who were looking very much like they were.
They were good on
their
day. I mean, I'm surprised, given the talk before the game, that it was such a close encounter.
Hi, this is Jeff Selling from Sky Sports and you're listening to URN Sports.
We're here at the Lee Westwood Sports Centre for the start of the second week of Notts Varsity 2017. It's the netball varsity match and the University of Nottingham, with about 6 minutes gone in the first quarter, currently lead by 4-3. The two teams exchanging early goals between them. The University of Nottingham got off to a very fast start before Trent pegged them back. The University of Nottingham doing very, very well, looking to avenge last year's 9-goal defeat, 49 points to 40, and give the University of Nottingham a 2-point lead going into tomorrow's hockey matches. End of the first quarter in the Netball Varsity 2017, and the University of Nottingham are 3 goals up, 12-9 away against their Trent counterparts. The University of Nottingham have been working the ball really well up and down the court and from side to side, and making the most of the opportunities that they have been getting from the Trent players when they've been making mistakes. But by no means are Trent out of this. Of course, they won it last year and the year before, so the University of Nottingham will of course be looking to avenge those two defeats. For some of the players in this squad, it might be their last chance to pick up a varsity point on behalf of the green and gold. So at the moment, the University of Nottingham 12, Nottingham Trent University 9. Another infringement from the Trent goalkeeper, who seems to be getting increasingly agitated by the refereeing in this game. Another one there. Two fouls against Trent, and they have been punished with a good goal from the goal attack for the University of Nottingham. Nick, how do you assess the way that this first half has gone?
I think it's been really good for the green and gold especially. I think Trent have come into this game, they started well. UON struggled to pull further than maybe 2 goals ahead at any one time, but now 24-15 up, it looks really likely that we're going to go on and win this one and go into the water polo tonight with a commanding lead in the series.
Absolutely. If the scores stay like this, of course, the University of Nottingham will go into the water polo 6-4 up in the series total. That comes to the end of the first half then. The score is 24 points to 15, but like Nick was saying, nine goals up at the moment for the University of Nottingham. But the way that this game has gone, 9 goals doesn't seem like an unassailable lead particularly. So definitely one to keep an eye on here. Goal shooter has a very easy opportunity, it looks like, here, and she puts that one away very easily indeed. Score now 32 goals to 17 in favour of the University of Nottingham. 15 goal lead now. So, you know, halfway through the third quarter with a 15 goal lead, you'd say it's probably relatively likely that the University of Nottingham will come away from this game with a point, Nick. But a 2-point lead going into the water polo tonight, that must put the University of Nottingham in the driving seat for the rest of this varsity series.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We're especially since we're strong favourites for the water polo as well. But that seems to be a bit of a contentious decision here from the referees. The Trent Army doing everything they can on the sidelines to G up the girls in pink. And as much as it looks as though this one might be over, you never can tell.
Absolutely, Nick. A contentious decision, as you mentioned there, punished by the Trent Army. They are now 14 goals behind the University of Nottingham with 7 minutes remaining in the third quarter. End of the third quarter now in Nottingham Netball Varsity 2017, and the University of Nottingham lead by 39 goals to 21, a commanding 18-goal lead. And it looks like the point is going back to University Park with the Green and Gold Army. They've been playing incredibly well in the three quarters so far. Nottingham Trent getting increasingly agitated by the award of penalties to the University of Nottingham against primarily the Nottingham Trent goal shooter, who seems to be really quite angry, and it's almost putting her off her game. She started very well for Nottingham Trent, but seems to have gone off the boil a little bit in the last couple of minutes. 15 minutes left in this one, and the University of Nottingham 18 goals to the good. Just over 5 minutes left in Netball Varsity 2017 now, and the University of Nottingham have hit 50 against Trent. Trent being held to just 24 goals, so a 26-goal lead for the University of Nottingham. With just over 5 minutes remaining, and Trent look a little bit rattled here. The goal defence has been talked to a couple of times by the umpire, and University of Nottingham taking full advantage with another shot here from the goal attack, which just bounces off the back of the rim, but bounces back to the goal shooter, who dispatches it brilliantly, taking it up to 51 goals to 24 in favour of the ladies in green and gold. Looks like they will be taking a varsity point with them back to University Park campus. Into the last 30 seconds here in Netball Varsity 2017, University of Nottingham on the attack. A nice juggle there, but juggled out of play, unfortunately, by the girls in green and gold. Somehow comes back to them. A 1-2 played with the wing attack, and now the goal attack has a chance here. The goal defence penalised for what I can only assume was some kind of infringement. Oh, off both rims, but it doesn't matter, because the University of Nottingham have won Netball Varsity 2017 by 55 goals to 27, a commanding 28-point win over their cross-city rivals, and the University of Nottingham take a 6-4 lead into water polo later on this evening, but a well-deserved point from the girls in the netball club. Well done to them. They are fully deserving of the point that they have just picked up for their university, and they are just gaining the adulation of their fans who have come all the way from University Park to witness their performance. And what a performance it was, Nick. Didn't really look in doubt from sort of halfway through the second quarter, really.
No, absolutely. From the second quarter onwards, as you mentioned, it was close before that. Credit Trent, they performed well up until that point. Yeah, after that second quarter, the green and gold just flew and is simply the best rings out around the Lee Westwood Sports Centre. They can't deny that on the day, the green and gold were the best. Trent, no real comparison.
So I'm joined by Helen and Katie of the University of Nottingham Netball Club. Girls, the first point that you've taken off Trent in the Varsity Series since 2011, and a commanding victory at that, 55 goals to 27. How does that feel?
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Like, there are no other words to describe it. So the girls have worked so hard all season that they 100% deserve this, definitely.
And you came out of the blocks flying, went 3-0 up very, very early on and didn't look back. I think they were a little bit shocked by the way you came out firing really early on and took the lead commandingly early.
Yeah, I'm not sure we expected to take the lead. So, well, it wasn't easy, it was really hard work, but I think we maintained it. We've done it before where we've come out and not maintained it, and I think we did really well to keep our head and just push on. And we just chipped away until it got really difficult for them, and then we just kind of ran. And that was going.
Absolutely, it looked like you ran away with it there and almost got in their heads in the third quarter. Looked like they were losing themselves a little bit. Do you think that the fact that you came out so quick early on, do you think that really really made a difference to how the game panned out?
Yeah, definitely. They were rattled from half time. As soon as we went 6, 7, 8, 9 goals up, that was it. Like, we just went, and they couldn't keep their discipline, they couldn't keep their heads, whereas that is something that we've worked really hard at in the last especially the last week at training, the last couple of months of the season. We tried really hard to be more consistent over the four quarters, and we definitely proved that today.
Katie, Helen, thanks very much and congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm joined by the SU Sports Officer, Lauren Herrier. Lauren, a great way to kick off the second week of Varsity 2017, a commanding victory for the netball girls.
Absolutely amazing. We always knew it would be a tough fixture here, but the girls come out and performed against a very strong Trent side. And chatting to their coach, they'd done the tactics, they knew what players keep out of the game, and it worked on the day, and they all performed fantastically.
Absolutely. They came out all guns blazing in the first quarter, and they never really looked like losing against what you said was a very, very strong Trent side. Does this give you confidence going into the rest of the second week? Obviously vital now with a 2-point lead, but are you hopeful that the entire Varsity series can come back to Uni Park?
Absolutely. I think we, even all of us and Trent, we're looking at the scores, trying to work out which way it's going to go, and it's fixtures like this that could go anyway. The swing fixtures, they're the ones you've got to win. So winning this today, we've got the basketballs coming up, which is going to be crucial, and of course water polo tonight, a new fixture, a new event, anything could happen. But with performances like this, if all the teams turn out and play like that, we'll absolutely take it home.
That's the hope indeed. Just a little note, have you been preparing for the football and basketball? I know you've got something to do during the breaks in those ones. Have you been preparing for them?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate that the next sports officer is a basketball player, so Adam Pratchett will give me loads of tips on how to shoot, so hopefully I won't let him down on the night.
Excellent. Lauren, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
This is URN Sport.
A commanding win for us, I think it's safe to say, and by the sounds of it was a bit of a surprise that we ran away with this in the end.
Yeah, it certainly was. You know, like Callum said, you know, Nottingham Trent University had comfortably won netball for the last couple of years in the Varsity Series, so to come away with such a commanding win as well, you know, was it 55 points to like 20 something? It was absolutely insane for the University of Nottingham women's netball team to come away with such a fantastic win, you know, especially against the odds as well. You know, knowing that, you know, this their event was the first event going into the second half of this year's Varsity Series, so they obviously wanted to get off to a great start. They knew that they were only 1 point up in the series, that the University of Nottingham led 5-4 at the start of yesterday. Going into that game, it must have been absolutely sensational after the game, you know, to have upset the odds in such a fashion that they did, and, you know, to win that all-important first point in this second half of this year's Varsity Series is very, very crucial. And, you know, that at that point, that would have put them 6-4 up, 2-point lead going in to, of course, the water polo, which we will be getting onto in just a bit. But it was a fantastic performance from the girls down there at the Lee Westwood Sports Centre.
Yeah, I think what makes it even more impressive is not only the fact that they were going almost underdogs going into the game, but the fact that they were playing away from home. And I'm sure we've spoken about it a few times on the show before about how vocal and how supportive the Trent fans are. Especially, I imagine going to Lee Westwood. I've been there a few times over my years, going to varsities and events like the futsal, netball and lacrosse, which have been held there over the years. They're very, very vocal, very supportive, and it really pushes the home players forward. So it was a tough away day for the girls, and they came out of the other end almost battering Trent. And it's really set the tone for the first 2 days of after the Easter break. We'll speak about the water polo in a bit, but I think it was important for us to win that because it set the momentum and it got the ball rolling again for this half of Varsity.
This is URN Sport.
Good afternoon and welcome to the second event of this Sunday as Varsity 2017 kicks off once again. We are down here at David Ross Sports Village for the water polo event that will be kicking off. Obviously earlier on the green and gold took the point in the netball and now have a 2-point lead, and at the end of the day, if they are able to secure the win here in the water polo, it will go to a much desired 3-point lead, which is critical at this stage of the Varsity. The teams are out and they have been announced and they are starting their warm-up now in front of us. Ammo, it looks like it's going to be going on previous form, guys. It looks like it's going to be an interesting match. Obviously, this is the first time that water polo has got its own individual sport. It was a Super Wednesday sport last week, but due to the popularity of it, it's got its own event.
Well, yeah, and you can see why they've put it on this own day. There's a massive queue outside, and they're doing one in, one out, which is just strange. Not sure how long people will stay for that in that queue. The swimming pool is currently packed, and I think we're expecting a really good high-scoring game here.
And we are underway here for this, the water polo match, the second game of the second half of this Varsity 2017 series. The green and gold are on the offensive straight away, charging into the Trent, into Trent's zone. Obviously, they have to take a shot within 30 seconds of when they get hold of the ball. Otherwise, they face a turnover like has just happened. The green and gold fail to get a shot away, and Trent have the ball and are coming forward. URM with the first shot of the day, and it was saved by Trent's keeper. Long ball up there by Trent. Oh! Trent go for the retaliation there, and they nearly score. But it was a good save by the green and gold keeper. Foul by the University of Nottingham has led Trent to have the ball as they come forward looking for this first goal. Trent ready, but it's dispossessed by some fine defending by the green and gold as they pass it back to the keeper and lob it long, trying to get on the quick counter-attack. Green and gold are in. Can they get the shot away? University of Nottingham take the lead. 1-0 there. Some fine counter-attacking and teamwork play has led to the opening game to URN as they score with Ben Griffin getting the goal. Green and gold once again launch a counter-attack long. They prepare to try and catch Trent on the off guard. Long throw into the box, just wide. And unfortunately, we'll see that it is a turnover to Trent as the green and gold swing back to try and prevent this. Trent throw it long, and it's only gone to the green and gold keeper. And it's 2-0! 2-0 to the URN, and Ben Griffin gets the goal. Trent are passing round deep in the green and gold box. They prepare to make the shot. Beautifully intercepted there, and it's passed back to the keeper as suddenly the teams turn around and charge into the Trent half. It's thrown out down to the University of Nottingham's left. Ball is dropped into the centre. Can they make it three? They're looking for it. It is! The green and gold make it 3-0 in this, the first quarter of the match. Trent here preparing, they're contemplating going for a goal. They are deep in green and gold territory. Throw it out down to the left. Whip it back into the centre. Good interception, and it comes to the green and gold keeper. As again, it is launched forward. Only it's the halfway point, however. URN building this attack up much more slow as Trent are given the opportunity to swim back. They're looking for the pass, but they do only have 30 seconds, of course, before the ball is automatically turned over. Trent steal the ball and go forward with a shot. And it's in! Trent have scored. Trent have scored their first goal of the afternoon after a quick counter-attack and quick turnover led them to charge at the other end and catch Nottingham keeper slightly off guard. 3-1. Green and gold are really trying to exploit that long throw, quick counter, which has worked for them very well early on in the game, but Trent seems to have wised up to it now. And it is a fine save there by the Trent stopper. Prevents it from going 4-1 to the green and gold. And that is the end, ladies and gentlemen, of the first quarter here. The green and gold hold the lead at 3-1. There is now, of course, a 2-minute break before the second quarter begins of this match, but it is URN certainly holding the lead. And well, how do you rate the match so far? It's been hard to judge, I think, at the moment.
I thought both teams, well, Trent really camped out in URN's half for most of it, but then URN looking extremely dangerous on the counter. It's really end-to-end stuff. This is my first time watching water polo, and it's exhausting watching it from the stands. I don't know how the players will be feeling by the pool.
And the whistle goes at the end of this, the third quarter, in which the green and gold have completely put Trent to the sword. At half time, the score was 7-1, but now it reads a dismal 16-1. They must be heartbroken, but it's been fantastic play, it has to be said, from the green and gold. Two penalties went their way, two penalties nicely slotted home and scored, have given them a commanding lead of this, which is, well, I think it's safe to say this is their point, which they aren't going to lose now, but we could be wrong. 16-1 at the end of this, the third quarter, as we go into now the final period. Amar, just quickly then, before The final quarter is about to kick off. What do you make of it so far? I mean, that was a pretty dominant display there from the green and gold, it has to be said.
It was really excellent. They attacked with purpose, scored some excellent goals. The two penalties were buried by the UON attacker. I thought one goal that really stood out for me was when our attacker had his back to goal. Nothing was on. Trent looked like they had sniffed out the danger. The shot clock was counting down, and he just buries it without looking into the top corner. And that just sums up the whole day. I think 16-1, it's game over, I think. It's just a matter of whether Trent can restore some pride.
Yes, indeed. Trent are indeed now playing for pride. The final quarter here is underway. Green and gold holding the game completely. Trent, the only thing they can do now is try and hope to close the gap with a couple of goals. And that is it. It is full time here then at the water polo. The green and gold have come out winners, 23-4. A heroic display. Trent fought back a bit in the final quarter, but it is most of the plaudits rightfully go to the Uni of here. They have performed fantastically. Amar, your final thoughts on today's play?
I think, like in most swimming events or pool-based events, UON always tend to win, but I was expecting more from the Trent side.
Come on, Uni of.
The score was pretty astounding, and we'll take a 7-4 lead into tomorrow. I'm hoping the hockey will be a lot closer.
Yes, indeed. We are all hoping that it will be a little bit more of a competition, but it's good to see the points going to the green and gold. Alex, you're here with us as well at the moment. What do you think of it today?
I mean, we expected Uni of to win by that margin, though, to be honest. It's a great game, a lot of stand-up performance from URN, and I expect us to continue this success in future varsity events.
So we're joined here with Joe and Ash. Guys, just come out victorious from that. How do you feel after that? It was a pretty strong performance, it looks like, from the scoreline and from how you guys are playing out there. Does it feel it?
Yeah, I mean, we stuck together as a team throughout. Towards the end, we got a bit tired, but I think we started finishing off our chances, and it was a good win overall. Same as last year, same again next year. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, just everyone putting in like 100% the whole way. Just, you know, you don't give them any space and you're just dominating them all the time. It's nice to get some revenge as well, from like, because they beat the second team quite a few times, so it's nice to show them like what a proper matchup is like. So absolutely decimate them.
Yeah, you guys did, like you said, absolutely destroyed them. Of course, this is Waterpolo's first year as its individual sport. It was part of Super Wednesday last year, and judging by the crowd as well, you had crowd queuing outside as far as we could see. Fantastic performance. And what do you feel about the amount of support you got from it, the support level you got today?
Well, it's fantastic. You could hear them like throughout the whole game. We weren't expecting that many people to come down, but when they did, it was unbelievable. Like, support. You could hear them in the pool every single time we got the ball. Unreal. See them again next year, hopefully.
Yeah, and I mean, you could see people like trying to peer in from like the fire eggs and stuff in. Like, obviously everyone wants to come down. Like, we want to try and do a bigger venue next time, because, like, you know, it's really popular. Right.
Well, fantastic work there, guys. You've helped green and gold. We've extended our lead now, 3 points clear of Trent.
This is URN Sport.